Hi, this is Michael McConnell, editor of Snips. Welcome to the Snips podcast. We're here today with Jim Rees of Technical Sales International, and we're going to talk about BIM and where he thinks it's going. How are you doing today, Jim?
Very well, thank you.
A lot of people know BIM as 3D coordination, collision checking, but there's a lot more to it, right? What's next with BIM? What can it do?
Yeah, so we see BIM for contractors, and specifically, that's what TSI gets involved in, is more on the contracting side, to take advantage of pulling out more information that make contractors more profitable. Two ways of looking at BIM. One is from the design side, and it's kind of thought of as designers are designing buildings and sizing, calculating ductwork and pipeworks and whatnot, that they're trying to spend the less amount of time in the BIM model because they get paid on a fee basis to do their models. And so the more money they spend, the less they make. On the contracting side, just the opposite. In fact, conversely, we find that the more time people spend in the models, the more they can draw out that ROI that they were looking when they purchased the software. So things like prefabricating hangers, prefabricating vertical stacks, I've seen this before, prefabricating all your ductwork and scheduling, delivering to job sites that don't have laydown areas. We're seeing a lot more prefabricating, not just let's just coordinate a 3D model and see how far we can get with collision detection. Collision detection is very important, but as we look at where the industry is heading in the future, which is our job to kind of stay ahead of these things, is to be able to think about what is going to be next. And if you look at BIM, you know, building information modeling, it's the eye in there that makes it all work. If you don't have good data content in your BIM models, you can't really extract much out of that. So we've been focusing very heavily on creating manufacturers' content, working with manufacturers such as Ruskin on the duct side and people like Victaulic on the pipework side, to be able to build those content sets that are rich in content. And we've done that in a way that is in a database online to be able to deliver that to our customers in a way that they can use that and extract that. We're able to update customers if something changes, a version 2.0 and those type of things. We're able to do a lot more in those models, and that includes submittal data, for example.
Sounds exciting.
It is very exciting. We're very passionate about what we do, and we very much enjoy working with contractors and getting as much out of the software as they can.
So what is TSI doing for this next stage for contractors? What are they doing to help them get there?
We're focusing a lot on how this information be used in the future. Because we're in the cloud, if you want to call it that, the SQL database, the data is structured in a way that's extensible so that, you know, I'm on the board of directors of the Building Smart National BIM Committee. I sit in weekly meetings to keep track of what's going on and how we can have our software in a position to be able to take advantage of standards that are being fleshed out now. So, for example, the COBE is an exchange to get data to go from the rich BIM models to facilities managers. And even prior to COBE, there's a specifiers exchange, which is getting data to go from a manufacturer. Take, for example, if they define this is a template and we want to take a pump, and these are the parameters that we want to put on a pump, the warranty information and all the information associated with a pump, and they want to pass that from the manufacturer that makes that component down to the BIM model that's actually putting that into the model, and then the person that's going to commission and facilitate that component and have the life cycle of that over the years. So we're doing a lot to keep our data extensible to be able to pick up those parameters and be able to pass that on throughout the life cycle of the building. We feel very, very, very strongly that BIM will not be accomplished until you wrap your arms on the information that's required. You can't take a design model with a cartoon fitting and expect that to give you real rich data content coming out the back end. So it has to be rich in content. And so that's what we're focusing on. We're focusing mainly on the content that will support the back end. I use the analogy, the long term is to create the bullets, not to fight the war. There's a set of the infrastructure has to be built out. You know, Cisco Systems was the infrastructure for the internet. There is a set of needed technology at its core, which in this case in building information modeling is the information, and we're very aggressive on that front.
Thank you so much for explaining it to us today.
Thank you very much for having me.
This is Michael McConnell, editor of Snips with the Snips Podcast. Thanks for listening.